Colgate's 12-1. They've won 11 in a row. And when you look at the net, it doesn't take long to find them. They're in the top 15. So when you look at this, I mean, the oddity is you didn't play them. So when you look at them on the video, what are you seeing?
You see a good team. I mean, like you said, it's so weird. They've only played three teams. You know, they're 50th in the net, but they only really played three teams all year long. They played five of their wins against Boston U, who's got a good team. They beat Army, and they played Holy Cross, and that's been it. We were supposed to be the one team besides those they played, and like I just mentioned, we didn't get the chance to play the game. But it starts with Jordan Burns. He's as good a guard as the league has seen since C.J. McCollum. I'm not putting him in that class, obviously, because C.J. is one of the best players in the world, but he's as good as that. The guard, as we've seen, he's dynamic. He can create his own shots. He can get to the rim. He shoots with great range. It's unfortunately we've been witness to on several occasions. And he finds people. And they've done a good job. They surround him with guys that make shots and can kind of create off those closeouts. And then defensively, they're just sound. They pack the paint. They try to make you take tough twos like everybody does, but they do a good job with their size and length. So they certainly have a good team. But I think there's things that we do well that will give them problems, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this one plays out.